Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, you know, turkey season is going full blast right now. Granted, some of us are, you know, traveling around the state. We have to be careful at service stations, getting fuel, and make sure not to catch anything, you know, or give anybody anything. But up on the Dale River Ranch, my friend Randy Douglas, they've been having some good turkey hunts. Randy is with us right now. So let's forget about this virus stuff for a little bit and let's talk turkey. What do you say, Randy? Y'all have been having some fun up there, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Tell us about the, sometimes the, you were telling me one day the turkeys were red hot, which is always that way. They were coming into calls like crazy. The next day they were silent. But the day they were silent, you had a big old Tom come right up on you, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. It was funny. I was just trying to get something to gobble around so I could, you know,
yeah,
put my clients where the birds are at, and the dang thing just walked right out in front of me, silent as can be.
Yeah.
Then I had two Jakes come in about 15 minutes later. Same thing. I did get pictures of those though.
So. Yeah. Well, I'm one of these turkey hunters that, to me, the experience of being there, I've killed a bunch of Jakes, I've killed a bunch of Longbeards, just a legal turkey, because they usually wind up on my smoker or on making fajitas out of that leg and thigh meat. The good fat Jake is nothing wrong with that either, you know?
Oh, heck no.
That's my theory. And well, I'm looking forward to getting up there with you soon. Hopefully I can bring Jeff Rice, our buddy, and the video camera and get some good turkey videos. Jeff's a great guy. He hasn't hunted turkeys as much as you and I have. We went last year. He was with me, but just a really good woodsman, Jeff is. And turkeys are just one thing he hadn't hunted a lot in the springtime. But so as far as people looking for a place to hunt, a lot of our friends have already contacted you, radio listeners, and probably some folks that...
Some of them are hunting right now.
They're out there hunting, huh? Yep. Well, good. See, folks, if you keep listening to old Luke's show, all the fun stuff I can hook you up with.
That's right.
And that's really always been my goal, Randy, is to connect people with stuff that I know is fun and good people. But the Dale River Ranch up on the Brazos River, folks, it's about 5 miles out of Palo Pinto on Highway 4, right near the river, isn't it? It's on the river, actually.
We're right on the river, yeah.
But, Highway 4, where you're coming down, just if you're coming out of Palo Pinto, just before you get to the river, the Dale River Ranch is on the right over there, on the right side of the road.
Yeah. About 5 miles from north of Palo Pinto.
5 miles north of Palo Pinto from...
About an hour from Fort Worth.
Exactly, so. Right. From
You can come out here and go home and never have to stop at a gas station.
You can. And that's what we wanted. That's what I'm really concentrating on, Randy, and for all of our friends listening, is things... A lot of people are saying, wow, I'd love to go turkey hunting, but, well... Fill your car, your truck up with gas, and give old Randy a call. And day hunts, they come down.
Yeah.
You, well, granted, from Dallas, I've driven. I live southeast of Dallas in Kaufman County. I've driven down many times, get up early in the morning and drive down there and kill a bird that morning. Well, I've hunted a lot. I've killed a couple doing that, but I've been down there a lot doing it, you know. You know, but you can. It's not like you're driving to the West Texas or something from most of North Texas. You can be there. The numbers of birds, the last time I was down there, Randy, is lots and lots of turkey. There are always a lot of turkey. It would surprise me if it was a year when there wasn't along that Brazos River, you know?
Yeah.
They're there. Let's talk about the opportunities to hunt with you. Day hunts are just to let people know to hunt. How much are they for turkeys a day?
It's $150 a day to hunt turkey. So and during the week, right now we're pretty much booked in April on the weekends, but during the week I only hunt Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah, okay. Yep, yep.
So
yeah,
if you got a Tuesday or Wednesday are both open, you know.
Come
give me a call.
Come a goblin, right? Yeah.
That's right. That's
well,
right.
And then if I've hunted with you enough, I could probably... I hate to say it. I know we're great friends, Randy and I, folks. And I can tell you exactly how what he does, but he'll put you out in areas with turkeys. He's on the place, and Randy's there all the time, so he knows the areas that turkeys are in. Not to say he can guarantee you a big gobbler's going to come strutting up, but he can put you in places. And if you've never hunted turkey, Randy, you'll work with them, won't you?
Oh, you bet. You bet. I'll do any. You know, any way I can help, I will.
Yep.
And, you know, the people that have hunted with me, I've bend over backwards to help people out.
Oh, yeah. We've had the privilege of spending a lot of time together and through the years, and I really... Really, I enjoy being up there, but to be honest with you, just get up there and have fun with you. I'd be there if there wasn't a turkey.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a lot of great times together, and I know all the folks, you know, the clients that I know how you treat them when they do get up there. But there you go, folks, $150 a day to go turkey hunting in an area with lots of turkey. Now, if they want to, lodging is always a factor. And granted, when I come up to hunt in the mornings with you, I get up real early. I mean, I'm on the road early. But some people may not want to do that. There's a lodge there, but what's some options if they want to? They could stay.
You can stay in Mineral Wells at a motel.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they're real reasonably priced out there.
Yeah.
You know, they're not like in Fort Worth and Dallas area. You can get a good room for $50-$60 a night. You know?
And that's a good option, really.
You guys could stay in it or two, you know.
Yep. That's a good option, especially, you know, that way you're fresh, you're alert, ready to go in the mornings and spend a day out in the field. Hopefully you won't. One thing, I've mentioned this several times, and I've written my newspaper article, Randy, about the tight choke shotguns. I've got an old pump that I've hunted with. I should always use it. It's got a standard full choke on it, you know. And a standard full choke at about 30 yards will put about 75% of the pattern in a 30-inch circle. That's what a standard full choke supposed to do. But I've got this fancy schmancy semi-auto with one of these extra tight chokes. I'm laughing. Randy knows what I'm laughing about. I was down there. I've told the story before. I was down there last year, and, you know, like they say, it's not your first rodeo. Well, it wasn't my first turkey hunt, you know. But I was a gobbler way down on the creek, and I kept – he was sound off, and I just kept walking back to an area where I was going to link up with Randy later in the afternoon. So I'm back up in this area, I thought, well, I'll just get back in this pop-up blind and see if I can put my decoy out, maybe come in. Long story short, you know, I take the box call, and I think I'm calling the turkey 300 or 400 yards away. I really do. And I cut down on that thing real loud. And then I still can remember there was a gobbler, like, 12 feet. I'm not exaggerating one bit. 12 feet from me, loud he sounded off, and I swear I just thought, oh my gosh, I've been hunting hard and here he is. So, you know, my pulse was probably racing a little bit. He was on the other side of a real bushy cedar tree, and I thought, well, okay, I've got to get him. We're back to this super tight chokes that you can get on these shotguns. When it says extra full, Randy, that's what it means, extra full. Well, I patterned this gun later, and at 15 feet, you're talking about a more of a rifle hole than you are a pattern of a shotgun. It's tight. Well, I watched that old gobbler, and he started like that, and I said, oh, my gosh, you know what's about to happen. He's about to leave, and that old head was bobbing. He was looking. He knew I was there somehow. I don't know. Probably they have radar, I think, a turkey gobbler, an old one.
Yeah.
Anyway, I that head, when he would pick the head up and pick it back down. It's like a shooting gallery you can imagine at a fair, carnival or something. I thought, I'm going to kill this bird. I got to have him. That head was up, and bam, I shot, and I took out about half of a cedar limb. And that gobbler, I remember he let out a quick series of cackles, and he took to the air. I did not wound him, which I was happy of, but
yeah. Anything
can happen. But my tip for anybody is if you're going turkey hunting with a shotgun, I would have shot at him regardless. I mean, I knew it was a shot in the dark, but I was either going to kill him or miss him. I knew that.
Right.
That's because I was aiming at the head. Pattern that shotgun and look at your of course not at 12 feet. If he's that close, it's lucky if you do hit him in the head, but anyway,
no, but 40 yards or yes 50 yards, you know,
Randy, with that same gun for instance, and I don't recommend shooting turkeys that far, it was either 62 or 63 yards the previous year. He flopped one time and he didn't move. I honestly thought he was closer to 50 yards and I was pushing it.
Yeah.
But he was coming into a decoy, and he was 62, I think it was, yards, and he's getting nervous. He was about to leave, and I made the shot and dropped him. So there is where your extra full comes in handy at 60, you know, don't be shooting turkey. That's too far to shoot one.
No.
But it worked out on this situation.
But if you've wounded one, it's good to know your follow-up shot can reach out there and touch
that. There you go. Shoot them in there as close as you can get them.
That's right. Get them right 12 feet from you.
No. We don't recommend a 12. Randy, it's time for us to quit talking turkey. DaleRiverRanch.com, folks. You can go there, and Randy's number is there. How about if they want to give you a call, Randy?
My number is 214-797-2217.
Well, we look forward to seeing you soon
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Randy. We'll get you back again during the turkey season. Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tex electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tex, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer. That's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online.